Raging into the new year like an uncontrolled locomotive is the Kenai Chamber of Commerce and the Executive Director, Samantha Springer. Sam, we've talked in the past. You've been here a couple of years already, but your vision and the things that you want to establish here just continues to grow in the new year. You had a busy 24, and after taking a vacation, I am totally amazed that you haven't really taken any time but are right back here with all kinds of new things coming for the new year. Tell me about them.
Yeah, I always had this vision to make sure that we had continuous changes in the chamber and the visitor center to make sure that it was something that people would want to keep coming to because there's always something more, something new happening. And so this year, we obviously have the rotating exhibits happening in the cultural center. We have the Kenai Chronicles Beyond the Exhibit speakers that will correspond with that, and those will be on a monthly basis. We're going to continue our community business lecture series, as well as some other community outreach programs that we're still working on, but we've already planned out the entire year right now.
That's exciting. And for myself, who's been here very frequently since it opened in 1991, to see the original vision of Williams and Murkowski and Don Young and Ted Stevens that helped get the funding here on a very controversial issue back then has proved out to be a diamond and a destination for visitors all over the world to come to. And now it's like that vision has been rekindled, almost reborn, to bring out the things of the very rich heritage that we have here in the Kenai.
Yeah, I'm really blessed that, when I came into this role, I saw such a resource that wasn't being used to its potential. And I'm just lucky that I have a board and a city that, really responds well to new ideas and changes.
And you brought in an anthropologist to help put all this together, and she is absolutely extremely articulate. And this series that is coming looks like it's going to be a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, I don't even know how I lucked out there. I never expected to actually get someone that knowledgeable in history when I opened up that role for a cultural center position. So we've been really blessed with her.
And it's going to be exciting, but you want people to RSVP, not only come to these, but I also understand that they will be recorded for people who can't attend so that we can have these archival for the future.
Yes, so not only will they be live streamed, but we will also be putting them on to our YouTube page as well so that everyone can have access to it, whether or not you can make it or not. We want to make sure that this isn't something that just gets lost in the mix of everything else going on.
Okay, so that's the big news, but of course the 4th of July is a tradition, and that's going to be right around the corner.
Literally, I already opened up registrations for the Kenai River Marathon in September. We have the 4th of July. We have our fundraiser on October 4th. Christmas comes to Kenai. We're already planning all of that stuff.
Congratulations, Sam, for rekindling the vision of the fathers that and founding mothers of the, Sue Carter, our first executive director here, championed those early years, and hope we'll be able to see her again and Peggy Arness and all of those legends here at the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center. Samantha Springer doing a great job as the CEO here at the Visitor Center. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that locomotive raging sound of KSRM.